Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me. This is Beth, Culture Shock, Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And, of course, we're talking sports, and, of course, the Olympics that I am so excited to watch the live broadcast on NBC in a little less than an hour. I'm just so excited. Yes. Oh, my goodness. just been having a blast. So just keeping up what's going on news-wise and also via social media in regards to the Summer Olympics that will be beginning. Well, festivities have already started. That's one thing that many of us that are interested in what's going on have been doing, trying to stay abreast of what's happening. And most definitely love networking with my friends in London. So Shout out to Carlos and Pilly and Mr. Party Man, Perry, which Perry and I have not exchanged chats today, so maybe later on. But it's just been a blast. A shout out to all of my friends worldwide, not only in London, but also everywhere else, in Australia, Japan, my loved ones who are still vacationing in Ghana. And I send sincere condolences and hugs also, because on Tuesday, Ghana lost their president. The president passed away due to an illness. And so my niece and her father, my late sister's widow, they are been vacationing in Accra, Ghana. And, you know, I talked about it because my niece discovered a song called Uncle Obama, which I had talked to you all about the other day. So just check our YouTube channel, Ghana Weekly, and you will see what I'm talking about. But shout out to the First Lady and the daughters are in London having a blast. I ate breakfast this morning with the Team USA. Mitt Romney is over there, and, you know, asking the organizers if they're ready, and of course they're ready. But that's just something that people ask people, are you ready? And with his experience as a Olympic organizer, I guess he just wants to know, well, are you ready? So they are like, we're more than ready. So I don't think he meant any harm in that. You know, even if the president made a comment like that, I would say, well, he didn't mean any harm. It's something that people ask, are you ready? Because this is a big event, be ready. Because if you have no choice but to be ready. That's with all of us. If, when it's time for something to happen, it's time, ready or not. But most definitely, you all have proven, London, you have proven to us that you are most definitely ready. We know the answer to that question, if you're ready. Most definitely, you are ready. And the mayor of London, you know, he's a native of New York also, so wow, this, I know he feels so proud and feels so good regarding hosting this spectacular event. But I just won't go on and on. We're profiling Bruce Jenner, which is over in London also, and I've tweeted and shared some information. And Bruce Jenner has an awesome website. Check it out at brucejenner.com. Bruce Jenner, why am I profiling Bruce Jenner? I mean, he won a gold medal in 1976. Bruce Jenner, in 1976, that's why I'm saying I fell in love with the Dallas Cowboys. I guess pretty much ever since I was born into loving sports and loving, down here in the Deep South, you just automatically, like, it's like a tradition to automatically love the Saints. But to, like around 75, 76, 76, 77 was definitely, I fell in love with the Cowboys. When the Cowboys and the Steelers played and the Cowboys lost, I just was in awe of the Cowboys. Bruce Jenner, 76, one of my favorite athletes, along with O.J. Simpson. And back then, of course, I loved boxing. Even back then, as a little girl, I loved boxing and wrestling. And so some of my favorite boxing athletes, like Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard was hot back then, the Spence brothers, Michael Spence. Definitely, Leon and Michael. Spence, one of the Spence brothers was like real popular back during that time. So last week we profiled martial artists, The Last Dragon, Ty Mock. Visit his new blog site if you have not visited yet at I Am Ty Mock, IAMTAIMAK. Today, Bruce Jenner, perfect timing because the Olympics kicking off real soon. We'll talk, just do a brief profile regarding Bruce Jenner, gold medal winner in 1976. Also, you know, Wheaties commercials and Wheaties boxes. If you didn't know anything, he was all over the place. He was in movies. He even was graced the cover of Playgirl magazine. If you are a avid viewer of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you heard the conversation when Kim was thinking about posing for Playboy. And they were like, well, you was on the cover of Playgirl. And just, like I said, he's a sought-after speaker also. And also, Kris Jenner, also his wife, So it's just amazing. So we would talk in a few minutes, profile Bruce Jenner. You, I know I love to refer to Wikipedia, but I would definitely share information on his website. But log on to his website and check it out. It's an awesome website, brucejenner.com. And also I've tweeted and shared articles, current articles. You know, the media has been alleging that, you know, the marriage is on the rocks. Also, there's an article I shared a few minutes ago that where Bruce Jenner was stating that he had been hesitant about Kim dating Kanye, and but most importantly, focusing on the athlete and the sought-after spokesperson, Bruce Jenner himself, the guy. So the website is filled with wealth of information. Different if you want to do business with him, the different contact people that you can get in touch with to talk business with him, to book him for a speaking engagement or anything else that you need him to do for you. But I'm checking out the NFL.com website right now because, of course, NFL summer camps have started, practices and so on have started. You know, the Saints, they returned back to Metairie, the facility in Metairie, on Tuesday and officially began summer camp over yesterday. So I had been checking out. You know, we get a lot of New Orleans Saints news, and those are my friends also, so I need to get, like, some firsthand info from them. And also visit their website at NewOrleansSaints.com. But I am checking out the NFL.com website, and some of the headlines right now are the Jets offense impresses Sanchez, Holmgren on a learner to sell controlling interest in Browns, Congress sends NFLPA letter asking for HGH testing, Vikings running back Peterson placed on PUP list, Lions running back Vest too, NFL looking at Malarkey's plan to find Jaguars for injury talk, Niners LB Smith back to 100% at the stabbing incident. Remember that a few weeks ago? Banks not off a contract following workout with Seahawks. Moore takes Dolphins first snap. And Tannehill and no show. And also future unclear for Jags session. Pack tight end Finley head concussion. But I'm going to share this right here regarding the congressman's NFLPA, a letter asking for HGH testing. This is like a story that broke just a few hours ago. And in Rappaport is a reporter that posted this story. And he's also with NFL Network. And it states that the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Energy and Commerce sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and NFL Players Association Executive Director Damari Smith on Friday, on Friday, calling on them to begin testing for human growth hormone, HGH. The letter requests written assurances that testing will be in place prior to the 2012 season. Note that it has been nearly 1 year since the new collective bargaining agreement was ratified. We appreciate and share the concern of the committee and respond to the letter as soon as possible, and the NFL spokesperson said. We remain committed to finding a safe, fair, and effective test, the NFLPA said in response to the letter from the congressional committee. The letter signed by four House members, including committee chair Fred Upton and ranking member Henry Waxman, was dated July 27th, and that is today. It is not yet confirmed that both sides received it. The letter says Congress has been reluctant to engage in this matter, but it is apparently using the Olympics as a springboard to do so. As the upcoming Olympics reminds us, performance-enhancing drug testing is a critical tool for protecting athletes. The letter reads, the integrity of the game they play and the health and safety of expiring athletes. It is time for the NFL to follow up the Olympic model and start testing for HGH, human growth hormone. Until you do, questions remain about the commitment of the athletes and the owners of the NFL to health, safety, and fair play. The committee says it's time to protect the health and safety of young athletes. They wrote that they expected implementation before 2011, and they were disappointed it didn't happen. It is well past time to fulfill last year's agreement, the letter says. Protect the health and safety of your players and the youngest fans and guarantee the integrity of the National Football League that is beloved by millions of Americans. And you can also tweet in Rappaport Reporter that authored this article at Rap Sheet, R-A-P Sheet. So I had to share that. That's like recently. Some of you might not have heard about this, and that's important for a lot of us to know this, know what's happening. So I also tweeted that also out and posted it on my social network site, Facebook and Tumblr. My Tumblr page shoots it out to all my other networking sites. So you network with me online, you most definitely can read it yourself. And also visit NFL.com also. And some of you might say, well, what is training camp? Here I go with this Wikipedia stuff. But since I'm looking at Wikipedia, some people want to know more. Listen, go worldwide. So we just can't assume that people know about the behind the scenes of the NFL. Training camp. In the National Football League, training camp refers to the time before the season commences. This time, teams will sometimes congregate in an outside location, usually a university, to conduct training camp for at least the first few weeks. This is similar to baseball spring training. Training camp is used in several different ways. New players and coaches use it to acclimate themselves to new teammates, new systems, and weather since training camps begin in the hot days of summer. Young players use the time to prove that they can become starters. Veterans use the time to prove that they can still handle the workload. Training camp is divided into several different components. The first is scrimmages. These are pseudo games where teams run nearly full games worth of plays. Sometimes two practice sessions are held on the same day. This concept is referred to as two-a-days. Other parts of training camp include drills, meetings of coaches, and other players at one's position, weight training, and preseason games. The latter half of training camp leads directly to the exhibition season. With NFL training camp starting in late July, the biggest concern has been dehydration. In 2001, Minnesota Vikings player Corey Stringer died from a medical condition based from dehydration and heat stroke. The death of Stringer prompted the NFL to change their training policies. At each practice, every team must have the team doctor and trainers on the field. Also, an ambulance must be present during practices. Many players are encouraged to drink lots of water and fluids. Weather can play havoc with training camp, too. With NFL training camps beginning in late July, severe weather can affect a practice and exhibition game. In 2002, a Cleveland Browns exhibition game ended due to lightning near Cleveland Browns Stadium, and severe storms have been known to disrupt training camps of some of the southern teams. Weather can affect the Pro Football Hall of Fame game, too. And I know when the Saints were practicing here in Jackson, Mississippi, from 2006 to 2008, I know some days the weather was just extremely too hot where they couldn't practice. They had to, cut practice short and maybe watch films and do other, do something else as part of summer camp, part of practice. So weather can play a real important factor. Fans are often able to visit their favorite team's training camp. So visit your favorite team website, 32, all 32 teams, whoever your team is or team that you would like to check out their summer camp, visit that website and check out their training schedule. I New Orleans Saints, they have their schedule up. Cowboys, I'm not sure, because don't they practice in Thousand Oaks, California? I guess they're doing some practicing in Dallas. But just visit your respective team website to know when and where they're practicing. The Saints, they practice in Metairie and now at their facility there. Miami Dolphins and at their facility. So just check out the websites and get the the itinerary and the schedule regarding the training. training sessions, the training camp, and and all the other logistics to attending the training camp, pretty much. But fans are often able to visit their favorite team's training camp to catch an early look at the players. Admission to practices is often free or substantially less expensive than a game ticket, making training camp trips a popular option for fans who cannot attend many games due to financial or other reasons. NFL teams often sell souvenirs and concessions at campsites, along with offering activities and events to make training camp a more fan-friendly experience. So recently the NFL has let teams have off-season training sessions, officially called organized team activities. That's what OTA means, organized team activities, because you hear them say often, OTAs, so-and-so did or did not attend OTAs. That is officially called organized team activities, off-season training sessions. Many teams use the OTAs to help develop players and make them better. These training sessions are in late April, early May. The OTAs are the only practices between the end of the previous season and the start of training camp. Players new to the NFL attend seminars and lectures organized by the NFL from mid-June to mid-July. For veteran players, they use the off time to sponsor football camps for children, golf outings for charity, or even some family time. And training camp sites, I'm looking at Arizona Cardinals. They usually practice at Northern Arizona University. They've been doing that since 88. That's in Flagstaff, Arizona. Atlanta Falcons at their facilities in Flowery Branch, Georgia. That's been since 2005. Baltimore Ravens at their facility in Orange Mills, Maryland. That's since this year. Buffalo Bills, St. John Fisher College in Pittsford, New York since 2000. Carolina Panthers, Wofford College, Spartanburg, South Carolina, that's since 95. Chicago Bears, Olivet Nazarene University, Bourbonnais, did I say that right? Illinois, 2002. Cincinnati Bengals, Paul Brown Stadium, Cincinnati, Ohio, that's since this year. Cleveland Browns training facility in Berea, Ohio, since 1992. Dallas Cowboys, River Ridge playing fields in Oxnard, California, since 2001. Denver Broncos, Paul D. Bowlen Memorial Center, Dole Valley, Colorado, since 2003. Detroit Lions training facility, Allen Park, Michigan, 2002. Green Bay Packers, St. Norbert College, DePere, Wisconsin, 1958. Houston, Texas training facility. Indianapolis Colts, Anderson University, Anderson, Indiana, 2010. Jacksonville Jaguars, Florida Blue Health and Wellness Practice Field at Everbank Field, Jacksonville, Florida, 1996. Kansas City Chiefs, Pratt Stadium Complex at Missouri State University. That's St. Joseph, Missouri. Miami Dolphins at their facility, the Miami Dolphins Training Facility in Davie, Florida. Minnesota Vikings, Minnesota State University, Mankato, Minnesota, since 1961. New England Patriots, Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Massachusetts, since 2002. And New Orleans State's training facility, they returned back to their facility in 2009 in Metairie, Louisiana. Then there's New York Giants. At Albany, New York, and New York Jets at Cortland, New York. Oakland Raiders, Napa Valley Marriott, Napa Valley, California. Philadelphia Eagles at Lehigh University, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh Steelers, St. Vincent College in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, 1956. St. Louis Rams, Russell Athletic Training Center, Earth City, Missouri. San Diego Chargers Park, San Diego, California. San Francisco 49ers Complex, St. Clair, California. Seattle Seahawks, Virginia Mason Athletic Center, Renton, Washington. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, One Buccaneer Place in Tampa, Florida, where the Republican National Convention begins on August 27th. Tennessee Titans, Baptist Sports Park, Nashville, Tennessee, and Washington Redskins, Redskins Park, Ashburn, Virginia. So that is the info for all 32 teams. The Dallas Cowboys rotate their training camp between Oxnard locations in even-numbered years with the Alamo Dome in San Antonio in odd-numbered years. Unlike Major League Baseball training, where teams congregate locations in two states, NFL teams train all over the United States. An increasing number of teams to do in the same facilities in which they practice all year. 16 teams in 2008. Most of these teams depart distant locations to come home for training camp. For example, the Lions camp was long held at Saginaw Valley State College. The Broncos trained at University of Northern Colorado, and the Redskins moved in from Dickinson College to the former site of Kalal in an Indian school. However, it is still fairly common for teams to use somewhat distant locations at the fringes of their markets to promote their team. For instance, the Buffalo Bills moved their training camp from Fredonia, New York, to St. John Fisher College in suburban Rochester to better capitalize on Rochester market. Similarly, the New York Jets moved their training camp from Long Island to Cortland in Cortland, New York. The New York team in New York, the New York Giants, have held their training camp in Albany for many years. The Dallas Cowboys have, since their inception, historically hosted their camp in locales very distant from their home market, even before they adopted the moniker America's Team in the late 70s. Another difference between training camp and spring training and training camp is the true intra-squad games do not take place anymore. Though informal scrimmages are very common, split-squad games never happen in the NFL. It is also fairly common to see two teams put a short joint camp and scrimmage at a neutral site in addition to their main camp. So it was really important that I share this information with you. Wow. That was pretty cool. The teams broken down into AFC, East Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, New York Jets, North Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, South Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, West Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers. East NFC, Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, Washington Redskins. North, Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings. South, Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. West, Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Rams, San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks. And remember, it's in, why am I talking football? Do you all realize preseason will begin next weekend? NFL Hall of Fame ceremonies are next weekend. The game is next weekend. You know, so it's important it's important to discuss that. That's one thing about it. So, I'm on my emails right now, so I'm going to check my email right quick, see if there's any, like, breaking news that I just received since the show began. And then we will listen to some music, but we're going to definitely must profile Bruce Jenner before the end of the broadcast. And I can't believe 30 minutes is almost up, and we have less than 30 minutes before the end of the show. So, have a lot to talk about in a short period of time, and I will be looking at switchboard too in a few. So if you desire to call and talk about anything sports, please feel free to. Let's see, I'm just checking right quick to see if any like breaking sports news has been sent to me. There's an email for Jorge Cruz. Carb cycle to turn your skinny hormones. He has a new menu. Okay. Meet the 22 out gay Olympians. There are 22 out gay Olympians. There's an email regarding the 22 out gay Olympians, and also in the state of Mississippi, we have quite a few participating in the Olympics also. And then also we have a couple of chefs that are, one is already there right now, and there will be another Mississippi chef heading that way, I think on the 5th. But Kevin Coleman of Naomi's Catering in Gulfport, he's headed there. And Chris Poplin is the executive chef for IP Casino Resort in Biloxi. I'm looking at the style section of our local newspaper, the Town Ledger, here in Jackson, Mississippi. And all the articles written by Sherry Lucas, and it reads that Big Wave of Coast Flavor is London bound. 8 chefs, 2 from Mississippi among them, will soon hop upon the Cook of Gulf Goodness for Team USA during the Olympic Games. Well, some of the chefs are already there, of course. Spirit of Gulf is a series of events hosted by BP as part of its partnership with the U.S. Olympic Committee and will showcase the region's seafood, culture, and music. BP's international headquarters are in London, and the company is the official fuel sponsor for the Olympics. The Spirit of the Gulf events join BP's ongoing work with the local economy to help rebuild its reputation and promote Gulf Coast tourism in response to the 2010 oil spill. IP Casino Resort executive Chris Poplin left on Wednesday for London, and Chris Poplin, second-generation owner of Naomi's Catering in Gulfport, is scheduled to go. Well, wait a second. They have like 2 names. It's scheduled to go in the second wave, August the 5th. Poplin, who oversees the 8, I'm reading it the way it is. Well, I think they meant Coleman will be leaving on August the 5th. Poplin, who oversees the 8 restaurants and banquet and bakery facilities at IP, will deliver comfort food turned gourmet with his southern barbecue shrimp with smoked sausage, green onion, and goat cheese grits. So those of you that are visiting and my friends in London, Kevin Coleman is from Mississippi, and Chris Poplin also. So check out some of the delicious cuisine. So they're cooking for the team. They're cooking for the Team USA. So I don't know if just the regular spectator would get that food. And I'll talk more about that before the, you know, throughout the Olympic celebrations, because we're running short of time. But I just want to let you all know about that. And I'm going to go ahead and check out the switchboard right now because I don't want anyone like holding forever. But definitely need to discuss the profile of Bruce Jenner. And plus, on NFL.com, there are other interesting writings regarding the Steelers have made a new agreement with Coach Tomlin. That his original agreement was going to expire at the end of 2013 season, but his new agreement is a contract extension to 2016. So I found that to be a very interesting writing, interesting story regarding Coach Tomlin receiving an extension of his current contract, which was scheduled to expire after the 2013 season, but now has been extended to 2016. And also in our local news, day after the Saints returned to camp, it talks about how Breeze and others, or his teammates, are so excited and very optimistic in regard to camp beginning. And plus, you know, Super Bowl is going to be played at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in February, and they're definitely excited and definitely would like to return to the Super Bowl in their town. So the team leader, Bruce. Drew Brees and the coaching staff and the owners and everyone, they're very optimistic, even though they're saddened about not having their Vilma and Smith and, of course, Coach with them, they're very optimistic regarding the team and the morale of the team also. And this is like the first time an NFL coach has ever been suspended and then suspended for an entire year. This is a very, very sad. But then also, I guess that sends a message also regarding bounty programs and other illegal activities that that occur out there, allegedly occur out there. So I'm looking at the switchboard, and let's see, I go into the chat room and to see if anybody's having a Olympic party in the chat room. The number is 714-409-0614. But isn't Bruce Jenner's website awesome? It is. It's pretty very interactive. You know, some websites you have to, like, find your way through. You just click on whatever you want to see. You want to know about his bio. You want to know about Kris Jenner. You want to know who you need to contact. Click, click, click. There it is. Everything right there in the active. So that's really amazing. Hey, this is not regarding to sports, but you know I mentioned to you all that they're going to make a sequel to Magic Mike. I read an article. Adam Rodriguez is looking forward to returning as Tito also in the sequel. And I just wanted to mention that because he's like, oh, he promised. And I've heard that, you know, Matthew McConaughey and Channing and all of them, you know, they're like excited and working on it. But Adam is definitely looking forward to sharing more of his character, Tito. And I just cannot wait. So I just wanted to share that. So that was just something interesting. But here, we're going to play some music and then return to talking more sports for Fallon Bruce Jenner and also just talking more sports because this is all about sports today, baby.
Living on a cloud. Don't be afraid.
Kiki, Savannah, Georgia's own native of Africa. Amazing talent. I love his music. So inspirational. If you missed my two-part talk with him early part of this year, you must check it out. Hopefully he will return soon to just give us an update on what's going on. But you can tweet him at Okirike, O-K-I-R-I-K-E, and also friend him on Facebook and also on YouTube. That's how he and I originally became friends, via YouTube. I loved his music, and when I loved his music anyway, but this song that I just played, Daydream, oh, my God, it touched me so much. But time for PSA.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Wow, and those have been PSAs from American Lung Association and also March of Dime also. And you all know that LT announced his retirement, what, like last year? And so there's a big retirement bash going on in Big D next weekend in regards to his retirement. And the invitation, the invite list is, like, awesome. I am looking the information up right quick so I can share with you the information regarding Danny and Tomlinson's retirement bash in Big D. Don't want to have you all holding too long. Let's see. I did reshare it. Here it is. Shout out to George Artis II and Jay Clip. Thank you all, my Dallas friends. Boy, they look after me. I'm looking. Hopefully, I will be there a week after my birthday. But this is all about this sports related news right here. LaDainian Tomlinson's SoFly retirement bash will be at Frontiers of Flight Museum in Dallas, Texas, located. At 6911 Lemon Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75209. The bash will be 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. And this is what happened. This is what the invite says. You're cordially invited to attend a once-in-a-lifetime event at a venue like no other. Leave your bags at home, grab your passport, print out from our ticket leaf, and come celebrate the retirement of LaDainian Tomlinson at the Frontiers of Flight Museum. Be one of the few that can say I was there, network mixed and mingled with celebrities, athletes, and entertainers. Enjoy all the festivities, including four DJs, and a special guest performance. Where else in the world I was making sure you all could still hear me. Where else in the world making sure that I'm still on air. Where else in the world do you get a chance to be a part of the retirement celebration of one of the greatest running backs in the history of NFL? Excuse me, I just don't want to get off the air. Excuse me. Testing. Let's see. Testing. I just felt like it seemed like I was losing juice and you all could not hear me. So I'm double checking. Don't want to be broadcasting and you all do not hear me. So I want to double check and make sure that you all can hear me. Excuse for a few seconds of silence. Just want to double check. Make sure you can hear me. Because important information. I know many of you want to attend this Ladainian Tomlinson's retirement bash. Okay, we're still on air. Just wanted to double check because for some reason I felt like you all could not hear me. And I was like, oh my God, can they hear me? This is live internet radio. So I'm like, oh God. And I'd be going on and on and on and talk to one of you and like, you know what, we couldn't hear the last part of the show. We didn't hear anything. Oh, happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to my longtime friend Ron Johnson, lead singer of High Energy. Also, Derek Richardson, my longtime friend, a fellow funkster, love Prince music. Yeah, and also a former lover from 95 and 97. But he's amazing, one of my amazing BFFs, one of my favorite male BFFs, Derek Richardson, DJ Swagger, many of you that network with him on Facebook and Reverb Nation and SoundCloud and other outlets know him as DJ Swagger. He's also an accomplished hairstylist. Eyebrow artist especially. So wish Derek a happy birthday. Stop by and see him. Also at a work of art salon owned by Michael Johnson off of North State Street here in Jackson, Mississippi in the Meadowbrook area. So I posted it again, the Ladainian Tomlinson SoFly Retirement Bash. I know many of you want to know about this. Oh, my God. I wish I was in town that weekend, but I am perfectly looking forward to returning to Dallas a week after my birthday for the Black SS Granite networking event. I really hope that every time I want, I plan to travel to Dallas, because it always happens. I know it's not going to sound like this, but it's just the truth, I'm telling you. The event is just amazing. So let me continue where I left off. I just wanted to make sure that you can hear me. Where else in the world would you get the chance to be a part of the retirement celebration of one of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL? Arrive early to walk the purple carpet and enjoy complimentary drinks while supplies last. For your enjoyment, there will be complimentary drinks and hors d'oeuvres, valet and chef parking, elevated VIP area, multiple bars and dance areas, special guest performance. You can get pre-sale tickets at ltretirementbash.com, ticketleak.com. And the first 200 people to order their tickets on TicketLeak get their tickets free. I think that is so awesome. And for more information and for table information, you can contact 214-417-1652 and also 972-365-1364. Directions are from 35 exit Mockingbird Lane towards Love Field Airport. Make a left on Lemon Avenue, and Flight Museum will be on your left from 75 exit Lemon Avenue and go west till you cross over Mockingbird Lane. And Flight Museum will be on your left. I know that area very well. Early arrival is strongly encouraged for a premium party experience. Special event brought to you by the alumni group. Promotions by Will You Be There, LD Unlimited, E3000 Group, and Ticklin Pink. Again, it will be at Frontiers of Flight Museum, located on 6911 Lemon Avenue. And check out the invited friends, Bun B, Scarface, Ludacris, Tony Hawk, Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey, Tyrese, Anthony Anderson, Robert Dyrdek, Plaxico Burress, Tiki Barber, Alex Thomas, Sway Calloway, Playmate Kendra, and Hank. I told Mom I saw them on the guest list. Chauncey Washington, Jackson, Mississippi's own Mo Williams, Rodney Harrison, Warren Sapp, Will Dipps, Rodney Harrison, Michael Johnson, Emmett Smith, Deion Sanders, you know, and my friend, so Deion will be there. My friend Tracy Edmonds probably will be there with him. Marcus Allen, Adam Schefter, ESPN, Andre Garode, Dallas Cowboys, Babe Laufenberg, Bam Bam, Barry Foster, Big Black, Chris Borkin, Bonnie Jill Lafkin, Big Tote, Chad, Drew Pearson, I love Drew Pearson, Emmett Smith, S1, Ed Too Tall Jones, Drew Henson, Doug Flutie, Donald Driver, the list goes on and on, Cornelius Bennett, Computer, 36 Mafia, Chuck Mincy, Charles Haley, Chad Hennen, the list goes on and on. Those are the special invited guests to this event called the SoFly Retirement Bash for LaDainian Tomlinson. So his wife is a native of Dallas, if I'm correct. And there are pet lovers also. They have this, like, amazing spotlight-type venue for pets. I have to look that up because I've seen a story in regards to that. And that's just awesome work that they do to pamper pooches and I guess kittens too, but I know pooches. It's amazing. But it's time to go ahead and talk about that profile of Bruce Jenner because we're near running out of time and it's almost time for the festivities to begin. Also, the opening ceremony of the 2012 Summer Olympics in London, England. Yay. So I'm checking out this website that are talking about Wikipedia right now, but you all know I love to refer to Wikipedia. Bruce Jenner, the world's greatest athlete. This is the official website of Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner is the world's greatest athlete and with good reason. He became an American champion in the decathlon and won a gold medal at the 1976 Summer Olympics, setting a world record of 8,634 points. Today, Bruce is a television personality, celebrity spokesperson, and sought-after motivational speaker. I also, before the show began, I shared a YouTube video of him winning the gold medal. So here's his biography, and it reads like this. Bruce Jenner captivated the world when he broke the world record by scoring 8,634 points in the decathlon at the 1976 Olympic Games in Montreal and earned the title of the world's greatest athlete. His accomplishments earned him the Covenant Wheaties cereal box and of several hundred athletes who have been so featured. Jenner is one of the seven Wheaties spokesmen. In the years following his athletic achievements, Bruce has been involved in a wide variety of projects and concerts. He's been a guest star on numerous primetime television programs, a commentator for NBC, ABC, and Fox Sports, and a host of his own health show. He and his wife, Chris, have also produced multiple infomercials and videos. Bruce is a supporter of many charitable organizations and serves on several advisory boards, most recently California's Governor Schwarzenegger, former Governor Schwarzenegger, appointed him the Athletic Boxing Commissioner for the state of California. Bruce is also an entrepreneur, commercial salesperson, television personality, actor, producer, and author. A devoted husband and father of 10, when he isn't making corporate appearances, Bruce can be found spending time with his family on screen on E! Network's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, rated as the number one show for its first two seasons. The series documents the daily lives of the Kardashian-Jenner family. Off-screen and outside of work, Bruce finds time to enjoy his own hobbies, including flying planes, racing cars in Grand Prix events, and working on his own golf game. Bruce is also a sportscaster and a commentator for a number of NBC sporting events, including the Olympic Games, and received the title Outstanding International Sportcaster of the Year. Bruce Jenner has accomplished a great deal in his life. Interestingly, the core of his message is about others more than it is about himself. He is focused on the theme that any person who makes an effort can achieve something great. Greatness is at the core of every man, woman, and child who wants it. One powerful way to inherit greatness is to simply give, get involved. That's what America is all about, helping other people. And so that is amazing biography. That is the biography that's on his website. And regarding his speaking engagements, the Olympic Hall of Famer is one of today's sought after speakers. Bruce's passion as a motivational speaker has gained him national attention and also international attention because he's right now in London for the Olympic celebrations. Corporate and community audiences are captivated by Bruce's unique Olympic personal and professional success story, which he highlights in his message, Find the Champion Within, which is also the subject of his book. Bruce's energy translates easily into audiences, and audiences are visibly moved by his story and the lessons that have made him a success. The speech's message and the lessons that have made him a success, the speech's message caps the universal potential for greatness and applies to everyone to strive for fitness and personal achievement. To book Bruce Jenner for your next corporate event, you contact the different, the respective ones that you need to contact for whatever type of event that you are scheduling. And I share the information, too, but you can visit the website to get the information. In regards to marketing, a favorite topic of mine, Bruce is currently working with multiple companies to lend his name and likeness to campaigns and products. He believes in one of the most recognizable athletes. There's 10 more seconds of live streaming, but we'll continue on for another few minutes. One of the most recognizable athletes of all time, Bruce has also become well-known as America's favorite reality TV dad on the E! Network hit show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Bruce is available for marketing opportunities and strategic partnerships, brand ambassador, product endorsement, TV commercials and print ads, health and fitness speaking, social media integration, product placement, sweepstakes, community outreach, personal appearances, partnership with magazine online, visibility through social aspects, viral marketing, web presence including but not limited to blogging and social networking. And also Kris Jenner is a sought-out individual. P&G Lifestyle announces Kris Jenner, iconic mom, is also available for speaking engagement. Kris Jenner is one of the savviest businesswomen in the world and is now available exclusively for speaking engagements through P&G Lifestyle. Kris' audience span a wide variety of demographics, where she shares her personal and professional life journey, highlighting relatable experiences of being a mom, business titan, media mogul, trendsetter. Chris boasts a long list of accomplishments, including a few of the more notable ones. New York Times bestselling author, in the fall of 2011, she released her first memoir, Kris Jenner and All Things Kardashian, which highlights the reality of her hectic life in the celebrity spotlight, touching on issues that would resonate with women everywhere, from love, loss, marriage, divorce, motherhood, and faith. Mom, Kris is an iconic mom in real life and as the quintessential TV mom in the genre of Florence Henderson, The Brady Bunch, Felicia Rashad, The Cosby Show. Kris has received global praise for her willingness to open her life up to fans and viewers of her reality TV franchise, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Entrepreneur Kris is an innovator. She is the creator, co-producer of Ryan Seacrest, and star of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on the E! Network. She's also the president of her own production company, Jenner Communications, and manages her daughter's careers. She has expanded the family business to a multi-million-dollar powerhouse full of endorsements, product manufacturing, and clothing designs, including her recently debuted QVC line, the Kris Jenner Collection. Kris is currently reviewing opportunities for motivation, no speeches, and moderate Q&A for women's groups and conferences, business events, trade shows, and conventions, fundraisers, autograph book signings, and host MC. And for more information or questions, contact Laura Cutler, laura@pmgsports.com or 919-459-5429 to book Kris also. And that is the person also to contact in regards to speaking engagements for her husband, Bruce Jenner. In regards to speaking engagements, and in regards of endorsements and licensing and PR campaigns for Bruce Jenner, contact Evan Morgenstein, President CEO of PMG Sports. You can email him at evanpmg@pmgsports.com, and the contact number is 919-459-5426. And also for public relations and social media, contact Kerry Riggins at kerry@pmgsports.com. And so only business inquiries, nothing personal, no personal. So when you visit the website and when you contact and when you email them, no personal emails, requests, comments, or contacts will be passed along to Mr. Jenner, only for business inquiries and serious business inquiries. So that is pretty much what the information that's provided at the website. And I think that's a pretty good profile of Bruce Jenner. And of course, I love to talk about the definition in Wikipedia. And also, Kris is his third wife, and he is her second husband. Of course, she had divorced. Here's some right now from E! Online, had a divorce, Robert Kardashian. The Robert Kardashian Jr.'s father and Kim and Courtney and Khloe's father. But Bruce was born, William Bruce Jenner, and he is a former U.S. track and field athlete, motivational speaker, socialite, television personality. He won the gold medal for the decathlon in the Montreal 1976 Summer Olympics. He is age 62, and he was born in Mount Kisco, New York, on October 28, 1949. His children, you all know, are Kendall Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Kim. I think Kylie's birthday is a day before mine, August the 10th, and my birthday is August 11th. Kim Kardashian, Brody Jenner, Rob Kardashian, Brandon Jenner, Casey Jenner, and Burt Jenner. He's been married to Kris since 1991. He's married to Linda Thompson, who once dated Elvis Presley. From 81 to 83, and Kris did Crown Over, 1972 to 1980. Made appearances in Can't Stop the Music. I love that film. Skating with the Celebrities, The Big T, Grandma's White Tiger, and, of course, his book is Fire the Champion Was In. And someone mentioned to him about reality TV. He's like, I've been doing reality TV since the 70s. Remember those that show The Battle of the Stars? And when the celebrities used to compete with this sporting event. So he sure is right. He's been doing reality TV forever. So that was just a simple profile, a formative profile of Bruce Jenner. Next week, let's see, let's profile Mike Tyson. Next week, we'll profile Mike Tyson for Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I think that should be fun, and considering that his Broadway show will be opening real soon also, and he is proven to be an amazing talent. I really would love to see him back in the ring also, because I'm sure he still has it, but he seems to be living a very happy and comfortable life. I've been loving the interviews that I've been seeing recently, and those of you that would like to know more of him and have, I love his work as a boxer. He's just amazing. He just amazed me in a way he would never step back. I mean, his boxing technique is just amazing. I wonder if he ever coach and train, you know, train other athletes and other boxers. Maybe he will in the near future. But it would be awesome to see him back in the ring also. But I guess he's having fun. And it's amazing. He turned out to be an amazing comedian and all. But let's enjoy a little bit more music, and then we'll conclude the show because it's time for the celebrations to begin. And, of course, tomorrow we will have the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Sports where, you know, most definitely we'll be discussing, because this is an entertainment lifestyle show, but we will be focusing on entertainment and music news and movie news, et cetera. And let me know about your event. I know Leo Mar has an event also in Dallas, in McKinney, Texas, I think on Sunday. So I'll provide you with more information regarding her event that's coming up on Sunday on the 29th in McKinney, Texas. I cannot wait to see her live in live perform. My attorney, Jay Lucas, he turned me on to her music. And the Lee Mar Band is just an amazing band. So just to be in their presence and to actually see them perform in person, I know it's just an experience all in itself. But here's Prince.
Tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bad. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this. Thank you.
Thank you enough for your support. Thank you so much for viewing the profile here at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock, Inc., Beth, and digging the show. Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Real life exceeding 72K views since the show premiered in March 21st. And we're still developing, you know, trying out, see how you guys like this format of being able to air longer than 30, 45 minutes and play unlimited audio. I'm vibing that you're digging it, so Real Life probably will stick to it. So I just want to thank you for your support, and God bless you, and shout out to all those that are competing in the Olympics, Team USA and all the teams that are competing, and everyone just that's a part of this awesome production, and those of you that are fellow fans of the Olympics also along with me. Thank you so much, and remember to tune in. My apologies again for not being able to broadcast last Saturday for a weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report due to technical problems, but hopefully we will be able to broadcast tomorrow. Tomorrow night, too. I've been digging doing it at night. So we'll jam together and party together tomorrow night. But also remember you can check me out also on Springer.com. I broadcast earlier in the week, and so I will provide a broadcast maybe tonight. But I know there will be a weekend broadcast between tonight and the weekend. So we'll be jamming on some good music and also talking a little talk. but thank you so much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here on blogtalkradio.com. And you can always contact me all here on the profile, also on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest. Follow me on Pinterest also at pinterest.com/CultureShock, KULTURESHOKBETH, and also Tumblr, CultureShockInc.tumblr.com. And also you can always email me at CultureShock, KULTURESHOKENTERTAIMENT, at yahoo.com. Email me your press kit, your media kit, your WAV, WAV, MP3s, WMA audios. Also, remember, send me your PSAs. It's good quality sound. And also, those of you that are looking forward to advertising, be sure to contact blogtalkradio.com and myself in regards to advertising. Okay? Because you are definitely appreciated. You really, 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 really are. So until next time, I thank you and God bless. You've been listening to Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment. I am Beth, and we're going to conclude the show with my UK friend, Imprint, my Reverb Nation friend, singing the song America the Beautiful. God bless America. God bless the world. Thank you. And all done.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.